This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We have to have a good conscience. Anytime you say that, people say, well, are you talking about being perfect and never making mistakes? Has nothing to do with that. Every sinner can have a clear conscience as a believer in Christ. And it may surprise you to hear this, but I'm going to tell you how. And a clear conscience will help you love your spouse. It will help you to love your family, maybe more than anything that I could mention today. This is taught by John Piper, who's a minister in Minnesota, I think Minneapolis. He said, you can actually speak to your conscience. I'd never heard anybody say that before. You can speak to your conscience. How do you do that? You can say, conscience, I know I've sinned. I know I messed up 5 years ago. I know I messed up 20 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever the case may be. But you see, conscience, my sin is under the blood of Christ. Did you know the Bible says this? The Lord remembers our sin no more. Does it mean the Lord's senile and he's got dementia and has a memory lapse? No, it means he chooses not to remember. Our sin is under the blood of Christ, so we can literally speak to our conscience and say, conscience, I hate my sin. I hate what I've done, but it's under the blood. You know, I told that in the first service, and somebody said, you don't know what that meant to me today. They needed to speak to their conscience and say, conscience, be quiet. My sin is under the blood of Christ. Do I really believe that? You better believe I do. I really believe in the power of that. The third thing in the blueprint of love is the sincere faith. Pure heart, good conscience, and a sincere faith. The word sincerity comes from the word that has to do with hypocrisy. It has to do with not wearing a mask. We come with a sincere faith. Faith, it's not hypocritical. It's not phony. You ever been around a person who makes great claims about being spiritual, and you have the sense, you know, it sounds good, but I'm not sure if that guy really believes that. I've been around people like that. We all have. It's not a judgmental thing. It's just something you discern in your spirit. I know she talks a good line, but I'm just not sure that that's for real. And people can say that about us. Let's be fair. Let's be honest about it. They can think that about us. And a sincere faith is a faith that's based in humility. A sincere faith is not the person who's taken with himself or taken with herself. It's a person who says, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Bottom line. I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. Recently, I read a minister that I've met over the years from Southern California. And he was talking about going to hear a theologian speak with a minister friend of his, a good buddy of his, golfing buddy. And they went to hear this theologian who was world-renowned. He didn't mention his name. He just said world-renowned theologian. And he was giving a talk somewhere at a college or university. When they left, they were in the car going home, and the minister I know said, what'd you think about that? And he said, well, it was okay. And he said, what'd you think about it? And he said, well, I didn't get a word of it. I didn't understand. I've got a master's degree, and I've written a book. He said, I didn't understand what he was talking about. And the friend said something really interesting. He said, Gary, you don't have to worry about that. It doesn't matter that you don't understand. He's a theologian. What do you expect? Like somehow that's justified that we didn't understand. I couldn't disagree more. Jesus spoke in a way that a child could understand.
And I would add to that remark that Jesus spoke in a way that you can understand and I can understand. This message from 1 Timothy 1 called Blueprint for Love will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.